You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After drug checking was legalised in 2020, Aotearoa was the first country in the world to have fully legalised drug testing services. But these services have repeatedly raised concerns about a lack of funding, citing stretched resources and the high cost of testing equipment. In a press conference just before New Year's last year, Health Minister Andrew Little announced $4 million in funding for 4 licensed testing services over the next 3 years. I spoke to Casey Sperrin, Regional Wellington Head for Know Your Stuff, about this funding announcement and the festival season currently underway. I started by asking what this funding will allow drug checking services to do.
Right, so we've been doing this for 7 or 8 years now, and this new funding really just means that we can continue to expand our service, grow sustainably, and reach more people. So we'll do more festivals and more city clinics across the country.
Has drug checking seen results in harm reduction since legalization?
Yes, absolutely. So we've shown that when people have a substance that isn't what they thought it was going to be, about 60% of those people won't take it. And surveys from our clients have found that they're more likely to get their drugs tested in the future. They're less likely to mix different substances. They take smaller amounts, and actually 25% of people came back saying that they'll take drugs less often. So all of these things really add up to harm reduction overall.
The government previously allocated $800,000 towards coordination of testing services, volunteer training, and harm reduction information in 2021. Is this new funding any different?
Not really. What it does mean is that there will be probably more service providers popping up that are able to do this kind of testing. And yeah, we'll be able to get the service out to more people.
Now, the $4 million in funding was announced just a few days before New Year's. What has the festival season been like so far for Know Your Stuff?
It has been very busy. So we attended 4 festivals over New Year's. We tested over 1,700 individual samples. We've got a total of 15, I think, that we're going to this summer. So it's busy. We can't even reach all the festivals that request us.
What has the reaction from festivals been like so far?
Supportive across the board. You know, they want to keep their attendees safe, and we help to do that. And that support extends to security and police and medics and everyone else. They know that we're doing work that hopefully helps them not have to deal with issues later in the night. I mean, the police and event medics, everything, they've always been very supportive of what we do because, as I said, you know, they're at the coal face of seeing the harm that bad events can cause. So they've been supportive of us for years and years. And this legislation has really meant that we can provide, you know, legal protection towards festivals and clients that come along as well.
Has demand increased over the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. We are turning down events because we're too busy. We just don't have the capacity to go to all the events, and we're currently taking bookings out into 2024.
Last year, 1/5 of samples tested at Know Your Stuff clinics were adulterated, along with 40% of MDMA samples being instead eutilone. Have those numbers seemed to change this year?
Yes. So going into the festival season, there was a bit of a kind of state report that was done that, yeah, looking like about 1/5 overall of samples aren't coming back as they're supposed to be. This year, we've seen that the MDMA quality has increased slightly. So we're seeing about 1 in 10 samples not MDMA, which is typically eutilone or some other types of synthetic cathinones that we've seen come up. We've also seen over New Year's these, you know, pressed pills that people will get coming through. And even if they come back as MDMA, they might have 3 or 4 doses worth in them. There was one found over New Year's that had about 10 doses of MDMA in one pill. We have a pill library on our website as well. So if people can't access our services or find us at the festival, they can go online and at least see if we've published something they might have, so they can have more information on that. Right. Still, obviously, not a replacement for getting stuff tested.
National opposed the original drug checking legislation in 2021 and has remained against the initiative. Do you worry a change in government could put the support at risk?
Well, that really depends on the government that we end up with. Obviously, the current government has been very supportive from taking this from a very legal gray area to, yeah, legal protection and funding. In terms of the potential new government, yes, National has said that they're opposed. I know that the Young Nats have come out in favor, so they would need to go against their youth wing. ACT also voted for the legislation, so they would have to change their position. So overall, I don't think we're too worried. It's pretty clear that what we're doing does reduce harm and saves taxpayer money overall if we avoid hospitalizations and other events. So we think this is good public health, and we would hope that any government would support that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.